led to violence.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. More workers joined a growing strike Tuesday to oust authoritarian Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko after he extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors contend was rigged. Thousands of workers who began walking off the job Monday at state-controlled facilities, joining actors and broadcasters, unrest began to escalate after Lukashenko dismissed demands to resign following a severe police crackdown on peaceful protesters days after the August 9th election. But during a big visit Monday to a factory in Minsk, Lukashenko was greeted by workers who shouted, "Go away." The first Belarusian government official to challenge Lukashenko was the ambassador to Slovakia, who said in a video on Saturday, before he resigned, that he supported the protests. The ambassador to Spain posted a statement on Tuesday on Facebook urging a vote recount and the prosecution of those who beat peaceful protesters. Officials from Western countries have denounced the police crackdown and refused to recognize the election as free and fair. European Union leaders are expected to discuss the matter on Wednesday. Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday and have taken the president and prime minister of the country into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his house in Bamako Tuesday and taken to a military camp in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that, and this is a quote, "Soldiers went on the rampage, got to the arsenals, got the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp." That's the end of the quote. There have been no casualties reported. VOA News. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has announced he will suspend controversial changes to the U.S. Postal Service until after the November election, after public outcry over the possibility that those changes could inhibit mail-in voting. In a statement, DeJoy said he is suspending the changes to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. He said retail hours at post offices will not change, no mail processing facilities will be closed, and overtime pay for workers will be approved when needed. He also said he would engage standby resources as of October 1st to satisfy any unforeseen demand. DeJoy is scheduled to testify Friday before the Republican-led Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee about the changes that have slowed down mail deliveries at a time when many U.S. voters are expected to rely on the U.S. mail to cast their votes in the presidential election. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told reporters Tuesday that the number of coronavirus cases in Germany has doubled in the past 3 weeks and cannot be allowed to continue. She said the surge is likely due to people traveling during summer holidays and more intermingling. Merkel said she cannot further lift COVID-19 restrictions with the rising new infections and appealed to the public to adhere to the rules. Germany's disease control agency on Tuesday reported 1,390 new confirmed coronavirus cases. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Tuesday U.S. President Donald Trump was patently wrong when he asserted her nation is experiencing a big surge in coronavirus cases. She said there is no comparison between New Zealand and the United States. Mr. Trump made the comments Monday during a campaign stop in Minnesota. He said the situation in New Zealand was terrible, after many in the world held the nation up as an example of how to manage the pandemic. Speaking to reporters in Wellington Tuesday, Ardern said anyone who's paying attention to what's going on in the world, and this is a quote, will quite easily see that New Zealand's 9 cases a day does not compare to the United States' tens of thousands. New Zealand last week discovered 4 new cases of COVID-19 in a single Auckland household. Before that, the nation had not seen a locally transmitted case in at least 102 days. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus. 13 new infections were reported Tuesday in New Zealand. Officials have reissued a lockdown for Auckland until August 26th. The country currently has more than 1,640 confirmed infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University, which tracks infections globally. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.